Section 1. Going for coffee. A. Going for coffee is usually a social occasion among friends. You might arrange to meet someone you haven't seen for a while in order to chat. It gives you the chance to catch up on each other's news and any gossip. Listen and repeat, paying close attention to the pronunciation and intonation.
Do you have time for coffee?
Would you like a coffee?
Shall we go and have a coffee?
Where do you want to go for coffee?
How about a coffee?
Do you fancy a coffee?
Did you know? The first coffee house in Britain was established in 1650 in Oxford. From that time, more and more coffee shops appeared, particularly in London. By the 1700s, however, tea rooms and tea were introduced, and tea became a more popular drink than coffee.
B. In Britain, it is usual to meet for coffee in the morning and tea in the afternoon. In the US, you can meet for coffee at any time of day. The real purpose of the meeting is to see your friends, and they will ask you, "How are you?" or "How have you been?" or "What have you been up to since last week?" Listen and repeat, paying close attention to the pronunciation and intonation.
Hi, I'm fine, thanks. What about you?
Hi, I'm fine. And how about you?
Hi, it's good to see you, too.
Hi, it's lovely to see you again.
Hi, it's been ages since I last saw you.
Did you know? A tea room is a small room or restaurant where beverages and light meals are served, often catering to women and having a sedate or subdued atmosphere.
Listen to the following conversations as friends meet up and arrange to go for a coffee.
Hi, how are you? It's been ages since I saw you.
Hi, I'm fine, thanks. What about you?
Oh, not so bad, thanks.
Hey, are you busy or have you got time for coffee?
Coffee? Sure, why not? Where do you fancy going?
There's that new place in the square. Shall we try it?
Great idea. We could even treat ourselves to a slice of cake.
Did you know? A small restaurant serving coffee and snacks or desserts may be called a coffee shop. Coffee shops are very trendy in the US, and you may be surprised by the many choices and options on the menu.
C. Of course, you need to find a table, sit down, and decide what you are going to order from the server or at the counter. Listen and repeat, paying close attention to the pronunciation and intonation.
Where do you want to sit?
Where shall we sit?
Is there a table free?
Are there any places over there?
What are you going to have?
Are you having coffee or tea?
Are you having something to eat too?
Listen to the following conversation in the coffee shop.
Where shall we sit then?
There's a table free over there. or another over by the window. Which one do you think we should take?
The one by the window looks good. Let's take that one. What are you going to have?
I think I'll have coffee. How about you? What are you having?
Me too. I think I'm going to have a piece of chocolate cake as well. What about you?
I wasn't going to, but... Well, yes, why not? I'm not on a diet this week.
It's so good to see you. I've got so much to tell you.
Did you know? Coffee houses were originally places where people went to discuss politics and business.
D. Once you have ordered your coffee and cake, you can catch up on all the news. You can talk about work, family, or friends. Listen and repeat, paying close attention to the pronunciation and intonation.
What's been happening?
What have you been up to?
How's it going at work?
How's work going?
Have you been busy at work?
How's everything at home?
Have you heard about?
Listen to the following conversation between friends.
Oh, this is a good cup of coffee.
Yes, it is. But tell me, what's been happening? Have you been busy?
Yes, I have been busy at work. We've had a lot of extra filing to do in the office this week.
Oh, why's that?
Well, it's because one of the other secretaries is off sick.
That's a shame. When might she be back at work?
I'm not sure. Maybe next week. Here, try the cake. It's delicious.